NATA gets a new president. Aspen Avionics wants to get you connected, while AvConnect and Cessna take you to the cloud. This is Aero News for Wednesday, July 25th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The NATA Board of Directors has selected Thomas L. Hendricks as the association's new president. He succeeds James Coyne, who served as the NATA president since 1994. Hendricks will start his duties on September 1st. Hendricks most recently served as the senior vice president, safety, security, and operations for Airlines for America, where he was responsible for all core airline technical and operational functions. He was also responsible for developing and shaping advocacy and policy positions on flight operations, safety, engineering, air traffic management, and security. Hendricks previously worked with Delta Airlines as director of line operations and a chief pilot for flight operations in Atlanta, Georgia. A retired Air Force Reserve colonel and career fighter pilot, Hendricks served on active duty as a United States naval officer on the USS Midway and as an instructor pilot at the United States Navy Fighter Weapons School. Hendricks says he's excited about joining NATA and said, quote, "Aviation drives our global economy, and I understand well the issues and opportunities we face. I look forward to working with NATA members and other stakeholder groups to continue improving an environment that puts safety first and enables general aviation to play a critical role in delivering service, creating jobs, and facilitating commercial growth," end quote. Aspen Avionics announced on Tuesday that they have received TSO approval for the first in the series of the company's revolutionary connected panel product line that provides a wireless link between certified instrument panel avionics and portable smart devices. FAA Supplemental Type Certificate, or STC, approval for connected pilot is imminent. So with TSO in hand, Aspen has begun production and shipment of connected pilot units. Aspen's patent-pending line of connected panel products seamlessly integrates and synchronizes aviation application data from personal handheld devices with the certified avionics installed in an aircraft's panel. Connected Pilot is designed for Apple iOS mobile devices, such as iPads and iPhones, and is able to receive data from almost any panel-mounted GPS navigator. AvConnect on Tuesday announced that it is the cloud behind Cessna's cutting-edge online and mobile package for owners. AvConnect's technology specializes in online record-keeping and secure delivery of vital pilot and aircraft data to and from pilots and owners to service centers, OEMs, or even between partner owners. With the development of Cessna Connect, an OEM is now offering for the first time a complete online package that supports not only the technical side of record keeping, but the fun factor of flying. Eric Murray, the CEO of AvConnect, says, quote, "Cessna Connect is a perfect example of how cloud-based services benefit aircraft owners. Cessna owners have one login that gives them access to their records, interaction with other pilots, cool stuff like 3D flight tracks and photos, and at the same time keeps them connected to Cessna or their service facility for maintenance or aircraft issues. The important factor is their information is accessible from anywhere, and it is secure and permanent in the cloud. It is a higher level of customer service that Cessna is offering, and we're proud to be a part of it," end quote. A marriage between autopilot and backup flight instrument maker TrueTrack and EFIS and AOA system manufacturer Advanced Flight Systems has resulted in the formation of a new company, ATS. TrueTrack and AFS will combine resources in order to enhance their renowned abilities and to continue the development of cutting-edge products in the experimental and light sport markets. The newly introduced ATS will announce their first products this week at Oshkosh. One of those first new products is a VHF comm radio built in collaboration with Walter Detel Avionik of Germany. This small, lightweight radio is designed with full remote interface specifically for the advanced 5000 series EFIS system. The radio is currently undergoing FCC testing and should be shipping in the third quarter of this year. We'll call it the little LSA that could. The Akoya by Lisa Aircraft is making a splash at Oshkosh. The Akoya is an amphibious ski plane built of corrosion and UV-resistant carbon fiber materials that will do 120 knots and can travel 1,250 miles on just 2.9 gallons per hour. Fuel capacity is either 23 or 29 gallons, giving the Akoya a 42-mile-per-gallon efficiency. Development began in 2004, and it flew for the first time in 2007. The airplane will be available in Europe in 2013 and here in the United States in 2014. Additional features include a BRS recovery parachute, folding wings, which require nothing but the push of a button with automatic control hookups, and an electric-actuated one-piece canopy. The Akoya comes equipped with the ability to land on snow, land, or water. Attached to the wheels are snow skis, which retract into the fuselage along with the landing gear so as not to detract from the aircraft's slick, shark-like appearance. The Lexus-like cabin is a wide 51 inches, and the interior colors and materials are customizable by the customer. There is enough baggage area for quite a few number of toys. The useful load is 550 pounds, and the company says a slow 45-knot stall speed makes it very docile to fly. The company offers a 3-year warranty, repaired through U.S. dealers who are now being selected. Pre-delivery sales are moving along in Europe, but so far none here in the U.S. You could be the first. Just be ready to pay for it, because at $370,000, it's a little bit higher than most LSAs. When Aero News continues, U.S. Airways CEO makes his case to merge with American. American's flight attendants, meanwhile, vote on a new deal, and the balloons are up in Texas. See and avoid with Aspen Avionics Evolution Synthetic Vision. Evolution SV comes standard with full-time integrated terrain and obstacle alerting. Activating this terrain warning system feature allows alerts to be displayed even when the synthetic vision view is not selected. That's full-time see and avoid protection. As an easy software upgrade via the front-load micro SD card slot and with breakthrough pricing, Aspen's SV is the industry's best value in synthetic vision technology.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
You're hearing it everywhere. What is the cloud anyway, if we're not talking about weather? Find out why cloud services are so important to you. At AvConnect, we've been doing it since 2006, and we get it. Go to avconnect.net today. It's just smarter aviation. We continue now with Aero News for July 25th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Repairing American Airlines' dwindling share of the critical corporate travel market is a key to its success, and a merger with U.S. Airways is the only way to make that repair. U.S. Airways Chairman and CEO Doug Parker delivered this message in a speech to the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. last week, where he made his case for a merger of the two airlines. Dallas Business Journal reports that Parker believes U.S. Airways' network would complement American's, especially on the East Coast, where he said American is losing share. Parker said the details of any merger would be easier to resolve during American's ongoing bankruptcy, so the time to act is now. Parker concluded by saying, quote, U.S. Airways is here now, and we're ready to do this now. There's no guarantee that will be the case forever, end quote. Meanwhile, with pilots and machinists soon to vote on new company offers, the Association of Professional Flight Attendants announced last Friday that it will send AMR's latest offer to its members for a ratification vote. However, the union stopped short of calling it a tentative agreement and, according to the Associated Press and the Washington Post, declined to indicate if the executive committee had endorsed the offer. American's new offer is better than the one offered last February and after filing for bankruptcy, but that was also submitted before the airline's unions signed provisional contracts with U.S. Airways pressing for a merger. Their offer would give flight attendants pay raises of 9.9% over 6 years, signing bonuses of $1,500 each, but less profit sharing than first proposed. The offer also includes a promise to support giving the flight attendants a 3% stake in the company after bankruptcy. American's pilots are voting on a contract offer that would give them a 13.5% stake. The company's creditors are being asked to support those requests. Flight Attendants Union President Laura Glading said that the offer left a lot to be desired, but she said it represents, quote, the absolute best terms our negotiating team was able to achieve during negotiations, end quote. Well, United Airlines on Friday announced fare hikes of between $4 to $10 per round trip on most of its domestic routes. It is the first attempt by an airline to boost domestic fares in 3 months. While other airlines like JetBlue have increased fares on select routes, United wants to extend this fare increase system-wide. The fare comparison website, farecompare.com, reports that this is the seventh attempt at price increases this year, three of which have been successful. In 2011, only 9 of 22 fare hike attempts were successful. It was just your usual workday morning rush hour in Longview, Texas, except that the sky overhead was filled with color. Pilots competing for the U.S. National Balloon Championship were greeted with a three-part task, a fly-in, a hesitation waltz, and a fly-on. Now, for you non-balloonists out there, it's all about navigating to a target and scoring by throwing a marker at the target once you find yourself above it or close by it. Chase Donner has emerged as the leader after day one, combining a 5th place, 7th place, and 20th place scores on the three targets into a slim 58-point lead. Missing from the top of the leaderboard is his brother Nick, a 5-time national and 4-time Great Texas champion, and John Petra, the defending world champion. They're in striking distance, though, at 13th and 14th, while another 5-time champion and native Texan, Joe Hartzell, is mired in 45th. Still, this was just day one with only 3 tasks. Before the competition ends, the pilots will hope to see 15 to 20 tasks as we seek out a new U.S. national champion. Well, if I could be granted a bit of poetic license here, Oshkosh is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Well, okay, you know some of what you're going to get. New aircraft and technology announcements by the bazillions and an air show that's second to none. But our A&N staff has found a nugget or two in the way of a mini experience, and we'll call this one a vanilla cream. For those looking to make a memory, you can take a ride on a Bell helicopter, a 47G2 to be exact, or for the layman in the group, the MASH helicopter. In 1956, it was the first successful civilian helicopter. With its unique and large cockpit bubble, its main job was being an aerial ambulance during the Korean War. But the Bell 47 was also used for mail delivery, photos, firefighting, and agricultural spraying. One of these helicopters is now being used to give rides to the public at Pioneer Airfield during Oshkosh. Now, the rides are $47 per person, and the wait can be from 20 minutes to 2 hours. So tomorrow is a new day, another box of chocolates, if you will. Let's go out and see what we get. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.